This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is a big week for housing in this economy, and we kick it off with home builder sentiment. And they are not feeling great, those construction companies. Sentiment was down yet again in December, which tops off a straight year of monthly declines. In fact, just to give you the whole picture, confidence among builders of single-family homes is at the lowest it's been since 2012, except for that first very miserable month of the pandemic back in 2020. Tomorrow morning, we're going to find out just how much, or maybe I should say how much more, rising interest rates have affected new home construction. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has the latest on housing now and housing yet to come.
2022 has been a disorienting year for home builders, says Rick Palacios Jr., director of research at John Burns Real Estate Consulting.
It was a buzzsaw.
Builders were scrambling to find enough materials and workers early in the year. Now, mortgage rates have nearly doubled, so they're pulling back on new projects.
Home builders are really in this mode of reset, clearing the decks.
That's a normal response when demand declines. But the housing market has not really been normal for a while, says Richard Green, who heads the USC Lusk Center for Real Estate.
We went basically 10 years with low levels of housing construction. So even if we got to normal, we're not catching up on that 10 years of lost supply.
That was after the housing crisis in 2008, when new construction all but dried up. Then housing became scarce and expensive as the large millennial generation came of age. Robert Dietz, chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders, says construction couldn't keep up with that demand. He says there's still a deficit of about 1.5 million housing units.
We've called it the five L's, the limiting factors in home building. It's labor, lots, lumber, lending, and then legal and regulatory issues.
Some of those were exacerbated by the pandemic, but he says others are longstanding, including a shortage of construction workers and restrictive zoning. Meanwhile, apartment construction has been thriving, says Anibon Basu, chief economist at Associated Builders and Contractors. He says that should ease rental costs.
Here's the issue. A lot of people don't aspire toward being renters. They don't want to make the landlord rich. They aspire toward being homeowners.
Once mortgage rates settle down again, Basu says, those folks will likely be back in the market for a house, putting pressure on builders again. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.